And all the sons of men assembled and came to Enoch that day, and all the kings of the earth with their princes and counselors remained with him that day. And Enoch then taught the sons of men wisdom and knowledge, and gave them divine instruction, and he bade them serve the Lord and walk in his ways all the days of their lives, and he continued to make peace amongst them. And it was after this that he rose up and rode upon the horse, and he went forth, and all the sons of men went after him, about 800,000 men, and they went with him one day's journey. And the second day he said to them, "Return home to your tents. Why will you go? Perhaps you may die." And some of them went from him, and those that remained went with him 6 days' journey. And Enoch said to them every day, "Return to your tents, lest you may die." But they were not willing to return, and they went with him. And on the sixth day some of the men remained and clung to him, and they said to him, "We will go with thee to the place where thou goest. As the Lord liveth, death only shall separate us." And they urged so much to go with him that he ceased speaking to them, and they went after him and would not return. And when the kings returned, they caused a census to be taken in order to know the number of remaining men that went with Enoch. And it was upon the seventh day that Enoch ascended into heaven in a whirlwind with horses and chariots of fire. And on the eighth day, all the kings that had been with Enoch sent to bring back the number of men that were with Enoch and that place from which he ascended into heaven, 38.